around here can't read, so it wouldn't do us any good to put names on the roads. The voice laughs, embarrassed. Of course. You must think I'm so outside of things. Tan afuera de la cosa. There bites her lip. Not at all, she lies. I'll see you this afternoon, then. About what time? The voice wants to know. Oh, yes, the gringos need a time. But there isn't a clock time for this kind of just-right moment. Any time after 3 or 3:30, four-ish. Dominican time, eh? The woman laughs. Exactamente. Finally, the woman is getting the hang of how things are done here. Even after she has laid the receiver in its cradle, Dede goes on elaborating the root system of her anacahuita tree, shading the branches, and then, for the fun of it, opening and closing the flap of the envelope to watch the tree come apart and then back together again. In the garden, Dede is surprised to hear the radio in the outdoor kitchen announce that it is only 3 o'clock. She has been waiting expectantly since after lunch, tidying up the patch of garden this American woman will be able to see from the galleria. This is certainly one reason why Dede shies from these interviews. Before she knows it, she is setting up her life as if it were an exhibit labeled neatly for those who can read, The Sister Who Survived. Usually, if she works it right, a lemonade with lemons from the tree Patria planted, a quick tour of the house the girls grew up in, usually they'd leave, satisfied, without asking the prickly questions that have left Dede lost in her memories for weeks at a time, searching for the answer. Why, they inevitably ask in one form or another, why are you the one who survived? She bends to her special beauty, the butterfly orchid she smuggled back from Hawaii 2 years ago. For 3 years in a row, Dede has won a trip, the prize for making the most sales of anyone in her company. Her niece, Minou, has noted more than once the irony of Dede's new profession, actually embarked upon a decade ago after her divorce. She is the company's top life insurance salesperson. Everyone wants to buy a policy from the woman who just missed being killed along with her 3 sisters. Can she help it? The slamming of a car door startles Dede. When she calms herself, she finds she has snipped her prize butterfly orchid. She picks up the fallen blossom and trims the stem, wincing. Perhaps this is the only way to grieve the big things, in snippets, pinches, little sips of sadness. But really, this woman should shut car doors with less violence, spare an aging woman's nerves. And I'm not the only one that there thinks. Any Dominican of a certain generation would have jumped at that gunshot sound. She walks the woman quickly through the house. Mama's bedroom, mine and Patria's, but mostly mine since Patria married so young, Minerva and Maria Teresa's. The other bedroom, she does not say, was her father's after he and Mama stopped sleeping together. There are the 3 pictures of the girls, old favorites that are now emblazoned on the posters every November, making these once intimate snapshots seem too famous to be the sisters she knew. Dede has placed a silk orchid in a vase on the little table below them. She still feels guilty about not continuing Mama's tribute of a fresh blossom for the girls every day, but the truth is, she doesn't have the time anymore, with a job, the museum, a household to run. You can't be a modern woman and insist on the old sentimentalities. And who was the fresh orchid for, anyway? Dede looks up at those young faces, and she knows it is herself at that age she misses the most. The interview woman stops before the portraits, and Dede waits for her to ask which one was which, or how old they were when these were taken, facts Dede has at the ready, having delivered them so many times. But instead, the thin waif of a woman asks, "And where are you?" Dede laughs uneasily. It's as if the woman has read her mind. I have this hallway just for the girls, she says. Over the woman's shoulder, she sees she has left the door to her room ajar, her nightgown flung with distressing abandon on her bed. She wishes she had gone.